ask you a question. When's the last time that you wept for your city? Let me break it down to, when's the last time you wept for this neighborhood? Amen. When's the last time you begin to think about the heinous crimes and the things that have happened here on the Lower East Side, and it just broke your heart to the point that you just cried out and said, God, you've got to do something, Lord God.
It's gotten over without a key or gasoline tonight. Feel everything on fire and just to kill, killing for your just good night. Help me to re-argue, hesitate, but through, cause I'm alone. Feel so jaded, contemplated, waiting for you.
When's the last time, Amen, you saw that homeless person? You thought to yourself, not that they need to get a job, but you thought to yourself, man, what happened to that person? What happened to Carl's life that he felt so destroyed that the only fulfillment that he can get is begging for nickels on a street corner? What happened to him? What happened to him? What about the last time you saw a girl, amen, that had given herself to numerous men or had been caught up in a lifestyle of prostitution? You thought to yourself, that is just so disgusting. When's the last time you thought to yourself, man, who went in and defiled that young girl when she was just a child? And now the only fulfillment she has is to see that type of thing played out time and time again. In front of the Starbucks selling the crack pipes on the corner, and you walked up to that man and said, man, why do you feel like you just gotta, this is all that you can offer? When's the last time that your heart was just broken for those things? When's the last time that your heart was just broken for those things? Family and your neighborhood and your job place, amen. There's somebody that maybe don't come across, amen, as obvious as Hurricane Katrina or a vicious murder or something like that, but you're looking into somebody's heart and God begins to give you discernment, and you said, you know what, God, I need something to move me. I've been so sedentary for too long, Lord God. I've just been going through the motions, but I got to be stirred. I want to be like it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, that it says, stir up the gift. Come on, stir up the gift, amen. Put the pedal to the metal, amen. Take that time. Be moved by something, amen. It says that when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them. Something was stirred up inside of him, amen. He saw something and it broke his heart. And he said, you know what? I want something to happen. Now, listen to this, and if you take notes, it says he was moved with compassion on them for a reason. It says, because they fainted. That word fainted literally means to be mangled.
As time went on, I opened up my eyes. Never really knew me. You don't know what's
See, you're in a situation and you just got that sick feeling. That just something hits you right here and you didn't know what it was, but it just got you in the gut and you just couldn't help it. You said, you know what, God, I'm not capable. But man, there's just something that's stirring up inside of me. Something just hits you right in the gut. Something moved you to the point that you had to do something about it. And every single one of us that have gathered in this room tonight that call Christ Jesus Lord, that have been saved, that have been discipled, amen. You know what? We're the offshoot. We're the product and we're the production, amen, of that prototype, amen, that began to happen 2,000 years ago when he just didn't die, amen. But after 3 days, he got up, amen. That way when we're down and we're broken, amen, and we're confused and we're bound, amen, that we can get up too, amen. Because he said if that same spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, amen. I don't care if you're hooked on drugs, amen. I don't care if you're hooked. Amen. I don't care if you're walking in a bondage of some generational curse, amen. If you just walk in fear, you're bound by a timid spirit, amen. If the same spirit that raised up Christ Jesus dwells in you, it's going to quicken you. It's going to move you with that exact same compassion, amen. You're going to walk into the Starbucks, amen, or into the grocery store, or somewhere in the Lower East Side, or wherever it is you work or you go to school at, and something's going to be inside of you, and you're not going to be able to stop yourself from saying, man, I wonder if that person right over there doing those things knows Jesus. I've got to find out. There's going to be a new hunger for God's presence. There's going to be a new desire, amen, to do the things of God. There's going to be something inside of you, amen, that's going to respond, amen. You're going to begin to see a crowd, amen, and you're going to begin to weep uncontrollably, amen, and the lion's going to roar, amen. You're going to have a new boldness, amen, to share the gospel with your friends and family, amen, and the lion, amen, is going to begin to roar, amen. You're going to begin to worship, amen, with a new enthusiasm, amen, with a new fervency, amen, and the lion is going to begin to roar. Says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that it says, stir up the gift. Come on. Stir up the gift, amen. Put the pedal to the metal, amen. And take that tomahawk.